USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, North Korea threatening a so-called Christmas gift for the United States as tensions rise over stalled nuclear talks. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. The Dow gaining 96 points to close at 28,551. The Nasdaq up almost 21 points. The S&P 500 gaining 3 points. To Capitol Hill in the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. Meanwhile, President Trump at Mar-a-Lago in West Palm Beach, Florida for 2 weeks over the Christmas and New Year's holiday with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
More Americans getting off food stamps. USA Radio's Tim Berg says you can thank the Trump economy.
A new report says almost 6 million people have dropped off food stamps with new work requirements and the economy continuing to improve under President Trump. Mark Little is a board chairman for CURE. He joins Fox News.
Well, it's happening because Trumponomics works. The American report card says we're doing well. The work ethic has been restored. And while the Democrats, the party of slavery, went low with their impeachment, the American workers went high, and they came off of food stamps, and they're back to work. And that is a good report card for America. The reality is that public assistance is a bridge and not a destination. And to ask the American worker or the American recipient of SNAP to spend 20 hours a week doing job training, work, or even volunteering qualifies, is not too much to ask in exchange for the receipt of that benefit.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Saudi Arabian court sentencing five people to death for the murder of a journalist. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Saudi Arabian public prosecutor making the announcement of the five death sentences and three other prison sentences in connection with the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey last year. The two most senior government officials implicated in the case were cleared of wrongdoing because of insufficient evidence. Khashoggi, a U.S. citizen and a Washington Post columnist, was critical of Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's policies. He was allegedly killed and then dismembered in October of 2018 in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by men with close ties to the highest levels of the Saudi government.
A historic landing to tell you about, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The core objective was to dock with the International Space Station, but the Starliner's internal clock caused it to obtain the wrong orbit. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said, for the first time ever, the spacecraft achieved a historic landing on U.S. soil. All the others went in the ocean.
You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
The original plan called for the Starliner to dock with the ISS, deliver supplies, including Christmas presents, then power down for a few days before returning to Earth. Jim Chilton of Boeing.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. Not cool.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.